Page 82. Main Ideas. Exercise 1.
Welcome, all three of you, to the Infinite Mind.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Glad to have you. Now, let me start with a quick question for each of you. Off the top of your head, what's the smartest thing you've ever seen one of your animals do? Something made you step back and say, wow, that's amazing. Dr. Boysen, what about you?
Oh, you would start with me. I guess probably the most remarkable thing I've seen lately is an older chimpanzee that we have in the colony who's now 40. We had an arrival of an ex-pet chimp who'd been living in a home for 20 years, and she really has difficulty kind of getting around the lab. She has some retinal damage from diabetes, and quite literally, I think that Sarah, the older chimp, recognizes that this other chimpanzee, Abigail, kind of just doesn't get it. And we've seen her literally move through the facility, put her arms around Abigail and lead her down to the right door, for example, in the evening when she's supposed to come in for dinner. This is very remarkable behavior for a chimp that was born or raised in captivity, was not socialized with chimps, and yet she really seemed to understand that Abigail needed her assistance. So I think it was a pretty remarkable thing to observe.
Dr. Pepperberg, what about you?
Ours is very different. I believe one of the things that we found that's really very exciting is Alex's ability to use information that he's learned in one context and transfer that to a completely different context. So, for example, he was trained to respond color, shape, matter, or none when objects were shown to him and he was asked what's same or what's different. And then we trained him on a task on relative size. So we'd ask him what color bigger or what color smaller. And the very first time we showed him two objects of the same size and asked him what color bigger, he looks at us and he says, what's same?
Okay.
And then we asked him, okay, now you tell us, you know, what color bigger? And he said, none. And he had never been trained on this.
That is amazing. Dr. Guchai, what about you?
Well, I have two examples I'd like to mention. Both of these are spontaneous behaviors involving killer whales. In one example, a young whale was playing with a large disc, which ended up on the bottom of a pool, and it couldn't figure out how to get the disc off the bottom of the pool. And spontaneously, it blew air bubbles out of its blowhole, which raised the disc off the floor so it could grab it. Another thing that we've observed is, with the number of killer whales, is they'll use fish to bait seagulls. So that the seagulls will get close enough so that then they can try and catch and often succeed in catching the gulls.
Okay. Dr. Pepperberg, parrots are particularly intriguing, of course, because they actually vocalize to some extent, a kind of communication. Can you really talk to them like you talk to a human? I mean, what's it like?
Well, you can talk to the birds the way you talk to a very young human. They don't speak to us in complete sentences. They don't have the same type of language as we do. We don't even call it language. We just call it two-way communication. But you can come into the lab. You can ask Alex what he'd like to eat, where he wants to go. And he answers numerous questions about colors, shapes, materials, categories, similarity, difference, numbers. So it's like working with a small child.
And you gave us one example. What else has Alex learned to do?
Well, one thing he can do is to answer multiple questions about the same objects. And that's important because it shows that he understands the questions themselves. He's not simply responding in a rote manner to the particular objects.
Some water?
I think Alex is trying to butt in here. Dr. Pepperberg, do you want to give Alex the floor here?
Alex, do you want to do some work? Huh? Here, listen. What's here?
Beeper.
Very good. It's a little toy telephone beeper. Good birdie. Okay, let's go back to this other thing. What's here? How many?
Two.
Good. Can you tell me what's different? What's different?
Color.
Color, very good. And what color bigger? What color bigger?
Green.
That's right. I saw two keys. One was blue and one was green, and they were the same shape, in different color, in different size. Very good. He's been asking for water, grapes, go shoulder, all sorts of things while we've been doing this.
Some water.
At any rate, we really appreciate all of you appearing on The Infinite Mind, and we're going to be coming back to this issue. So thank you all very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex, thank you too.